Thank you, Maddie, so much for that. Hello, everyone. I am Relinda L. I'm a very grateful Al-Anon. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to share my experiences, my strengths, and my hopes with the group. I've been coming to the meetings for the last 8 months. My home group is Courage to Change. I absolutely love my group. And just to tell you just a little bit about myself, I grew up the elder of 8 children. I raised all of my siblings until I left home at the age of 17, at which time I was very angry. I felt like everybody else around me was more important than me, and that nothing I wanted mattered to anybody, because all I did was take care of other people. I felt like I gave up my childhood to raise my siblings. But when I left home at the age of 17, my mom had all of my siblings thinking, because I left, that I did not like them. And in return, my siblings resented me. And we didn't talk for years. So anyway, I stayed away from my family as well, because now I am dealing with alcoholism as an adult now with the men in my life. And I did not want my family to know what I was going through, because I'm this perfect person. I do everything right. I'm smart, just self-righteous. Anyway, my stepfather helped to raise me, but he was an alcoholic. When I was 17 years old, I met my biological father, who I learned was an alcoholic as well. In fact, my biological father died in January of 2020. I believe his passing had a lot to do with him still using alcohol and drinking alcohol. My 3 boys' father, he was an alcoholic. And now my husband of 26 years is also an alcoholic. You know, I often joke about if I was in a stadium with 50,000 men, and if there was one man in that stadium, I could pick him out. You know, and that's only because of the history of the men in my life. It's because I felt that way. And another quick story I want to tell, I just always wanted that attention that I never got from my mom. And all the attention was on Relinda and abusive relationships and the things that I was going through, that I decided I wanted to change that narrative. After being out of high school for 15 years and the only one having to graduate high school, I decided I was going to go to college. I'm going to make my mom proud. It took me 4 years to get an associate's degree. I invited my mom. She never came. Went back to school. Now it's 11 years to get the bachelor's degree. Invited my mom, she never came. Then I decided, okay, I'm gonna go back, I'm gonna get this master's. Invited my mom, she never came. Well, at this point in life, you know, I'm 55 years old, I'm just realizing there's just something I'm not going to get from my mom, and I'm okay with that now. But you know, I didn't realize how messed up I really was, how controlling, self-righteous, hopeless, and fearful I was, until I came back to the meetings and started working the steps. Because everything I was doing, it was crazy. It was really, really crazy. I really thought that my life became unmanageable and that I had become controlling when I married my husband, only to realize through working the steps with my sponsor that my life was unmanageable way back when I was a teenager. And surely there could not be anyone else in the world that was going through the things that I was going through, dealing with alcoholism. No one could not be going through that, just me. I remember my husband telling me, I'm sick of you being so controlling and wanting to control everything. But that hurt my heart, because I really, really believe that, in my mind, I was fixing him, and that I was going to force the solutions and get him to do what I wanted him to do. That did not happen. I controlled my siblings. I fixed things for everybody. I was always in other people's business. I pretended an awful lot. I was a people pleaser. I made major bad decisions when it came to the welfare of my boys. But I thank God that all three of them have forgiven me for the bad decisions that I made, and that none of them are engaging in substance abuse. Now, I'm not going to say they're perfect, but at least none of them are engaging in substance abuse. I actually look at myself as a dressed up, made up professional who is hurting and dying on the inside, but I would not dare share with anyone what I was going through. In fact, I could not even keep friends. I'd rather lose my friends before I let them know what I was going through. So I always had a new set of friends until my husband would relapse. It was a new set of friends. Then the cycle of me finding new friends would start all over again. So I tried Al-Anon 10 years ago, and I decided the program was not for me after attending maybe two or three meetings. Not because there were a black or white issue, and none of those things were going on, or sharing what their loved ones were doing with them, because they didn't do that. So the reason I did not stay the first time was because I wanted a pity party. I wanted lots of pity. I wanted everyone to feel sorry and sympathy for me. I wanted to share all of the bad things that were going on with my husband, the things that he did to me. But that is not what I got when I went to those meetings. What I got was other people sharing their experiences and their strengths and their hopes, how they were taking care of themselves. But still, I did not understand that the meetings were supposed to be to help me take care of myself, even if my husband was still in the home and still using. So I decided that the Al-Anon thing was not for me. That's what I called it, y'all. I called it the Al-Anon thing. Fast forward 10 years, my life was still unmanageable, even though my husband had been sober for 10 years. I realized that I was still trying to control him, things, other people around me. I manipulated things to get what I wanted. Then when my husband relapsed 8 months ago, I was still trying to fix him because, you know, I felt like I had that kind of power. I could fix him. At that point, I was really, really out of control. My life was so unmanageable. I'm thinking it has been 10 years and he is not used. And here we are again. We're doing this. We just built our home. We have our own business. Now this again. I remember the day my husband relapsed. I made a major, major mistake on my job. In all my 26 years, we were married. I had never experienced anything with making any type of mistakes on my job. I've never messed up. I was always able to pretend that I had this perfect life. I was the great pretender and the control freak. That's what I was. I was such a control freak that I would throw parties to have people around me to pretend I had this great life. My friends would call ahead of time and ask, could they come and help me prepare for the parties? And I would let them come. But I can tell you this, by the time they showed up, I had everything done before they got there. That was because no one can do it like me. No one can make it as pretty as I can. And then I said to myself, you know, I really need some help. And I decided to give this Al-Anon thing, because that's what I called it, another try. And I did. This was the best decision I could have ever made. After being back in the meetings and listening to everyone share their experiences, their strengths, and their hopes, I wanted that serenity. the people in the rooms just talked about the serenity that they had, I decided to ask for a sponsor so that I can start working the steps. The person I asked to be my sponsor is the person who was my sponsor 10 years ago when I decided the Al-Anon thing wasn't for me. When I never started working those steps back then. In fact, I had no clue what to do and what it meant. I was so scared that she would not agree to be my sponsor, but she did, and we began working those steps. So what it was like coming back to the meetings with the sponsor and working those steps, what it did for me, I like the Al-Anon acronyms. One of them is HOPE, hearing other people's experiences. That helped me. And so now I've worked step 1, 2, and 3. I'm on step 4. And what I learned in working those 3 steps is that my life was very unmanageable from a teenager. I learned that I could not control and manipulate people. I learned that I was trying to fix everything and everybody around me. I learned to take care of me no matter what my husband did. I also realized that alcoholism is a sickness and that my husband just wasn't doing these things to hurt me. I've learned that I did not cause it, I cannot control it, and I cannot cure it. And most of all, I learned to let go and let God. I remember my sponsor saying, although we are working these steps, there may be times when you must revisit previous steps. When I was on step 3, I had to go back to step 1 because you know what? I needed to keep my sanity. Step 1 really kept me honest with myself and allowed me to deal with my reality. And as I mentioned, step 2 gave me that power greater than myself that restored me to sanity. Step 3 gave me the principles of faith I believed that God could help me handle my situations. But let me tell you, it wasn't until step 3 that I realized finally that I was not in control, that I had to allow the God of my understanding today work in my life, because I believe the God that I served yesterday did not like me. And I didn't believe that because I felt like he only took care of my husband. But anyway, for me, I allow God to take control of my life and to help me. The God of my understanding today loves me just as much as he loves my husband. The God of my understanding today gives me a peace of mind. He's loving, he's caring, he's forgiving. He gives me grace every day. But this happened only when I decided to turn it over to him. I'm looking forward to working the other steps, the concepts, and the traditions with my sponsor. So I thank you all for allowing me to share with you why I didn't stay the first time, why Al-Anon meeting, why I came back to the meetings. I am very grateful for all Al-Anons today because I believe it saved my life. I started having suicidal thoughts that I no longer have today. Thank you for allowing me to share. And I hope my story, my experience, and my strength helps somebody today. And I look forward to hearing your shares. Thank you so much.